Hey, yesterday was President's Day. Too bad we couldn't celebrate by impeaching one.
Ron Van Dam is an experienced talk show host. Do not attempt to try this at home.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Come on, everybody sing along. You know the words. Come on, sing. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Come on, tell me what show it is. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. I gotta stop drinking coffee.
Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
I'm making a lot of noise today. I just realized I'm a little bit obnoxious. I'm a little country. I'm a little rock and roll. Somewhere in there between those three things. Welcome to the program. I am Ron Van Dam. Ron Van Dam. Oh, great. Can't even pronounce my last name properly. Oh, what's the difference? What's the difference? Hey, I want to relax today. Can we just cuddle and spoon? Ooh. I mean, I'm talking to the women. God. I think we just need to chill. We don't need a chill vacation. And by that, I mean, we don't have to go anywhere. Nothing like that. Just all we have to do is sit down and consume large amounts of alcohol. That's not asking a lot, is it? Oh, funniest thing. I went to, I think I told you on the show yesterday, I went to see the Rhode Island Philharmonic on Saturday. And it was so cool. They are so good. They are really, I mean, it's Rhode Island, man. It's a tiny little state. It's not even on the map anymore. It's like Pluto. They decided that Rhode Island wasn't a state. It was just a gas ball. It was a gaseous state is all it was. But they have an incredible symphony orchestra. They're very good. If you ever have the opportunity to make it into Rhode Island, like you get paroled or something, go there and listen. It's good. It's good. But you have to like classical music. Otherwise, you'll fall asleep immediately because it's that good. It's that good. Bad music, you don't fall asleep. Stuff that's really good, that's time to go to bed. That's sleepy music. Very good Philharmonic. So I'm sitting there. I'm the youngest person there, I think, because everybody else is like, I think the average age was 125. But very nice people and very, very good. None of them had to be wheeled in or carted in or anything. They all walked in on their own. It was pretty cool. And I was sitting next to two elderly ladies. I would guess that they were about 85 years old or something like that. And they were sitting there and they're all decked out. And, you know, God love people that go to the symphony. Do you know why? Because they dress up. They get it. It's a place they can go where they can dress up. The other place you go to when you dress up is church. You know, but not even a lot of people do that anymore. People are showing up in really, really, really disrespectful clothing to go to church. I mean, you're in the house of God. You know, come on. I mean, dress for God a little bit. You know, change your underpants or something. Put on a clean shirt. It's God, my God, my God. You don't want to go to the house of God wearing jeans. That's not right. It's just, but Ron, God doesn't care how you dress. Oh, yeah? You'll find out. Just wait until your day of reckoning. I was very good. I was very good. I'm going to heaven. No, you're not. You weren't dressing well. You were disrespectful. At the symphony, at the Philharmonic, they were dressed really nicely. So these elderly ladies are sitting next to me, and the concert begins, and the music begins, and you know, when you're sitting next to strangers at a concert, you always glance over every once in a while because there's nothing else to do. And I see this lady open her pocketbook. This blew my mind. Open this pocketbook, and she takes out this little tiny bag that's shaped like a flask. And I'm thinking, no, this isn't going to happen, is it? She takes this tiny bag. She unscrews the top of the tiny bag, and tiny bags usually don't have screw tops, okay? I kind of see what's going on here. She unscrews a top, places the bag to her mouth. Again, unless you're playing bagpipes, this is no reason for this to happen. And she takes a little swig. A swig is when you uplift the bag so that something can go in your mouth. And I'm thinking, maybe it's just a bottle of spring water that she's hiding from the ushers or the usherettes, whatever you call these people. But then I looked at the shape of the bag. That was a flask. It was a flask. And then there's the slightest, oh, and then she puts it, you know, she screws the top back on. There's the slightest odor of some type of alcohol. I'm not sure what it was, maybe a little whiskey or something. And I thought, you know, most people would be like, how could you? I was like, wow. That is so cool. Go to the concert at 85 years old with a flask. Wow. Good for you. Good for you. You'll live to be 300 is what you're going to do. Screw your liver. This is fun. Man. And her friend was sitting next to her, this other elderly lady, and she didn't bat an eyelash. You know, she didn't take a swig. But she didn't, you know, she knows the deal with this lady. It's wonderful. It was just adorable. It's adorable. That's an adorable thing. That's like holding up a tiny puppy, which is adorable. An elderly lady taking a swig from a flask.
Aww.
That's adorable. Yeah, lady. You crazy lady, you. She had more spunk than I did. I have no spunk. She spent all her money on spunk, I think. She had a lot of spunk. Good lady. Good for you. Good for you. Good for you. I will not fall prey to your sexual desires, but good for you as far as the flask is concerned. It's fantastic. Man. It's a good time, though. It's a good time. Good times, man. Yeah, I want to kind of sit back. I know it's not the new year anymore. We're in the year. As a matter of fact, I'm preparing my tax returns, not as we speak. I'm doing this instead right now. But I'm spending the week preparing my tax filings, which is traumatic for me because I'm self-employed. And that means that nothing is taken out of my check because I pay myself. Well, actually, advertisers too, but I pay myself, so I have to claim it at the end of the year, so I don't pay until I pay like once a year, and it's a chunky deal. It's a chunky deal. It's not, I haven't gotten money back from the government since I was like six. I'd say since I was 30, I haven't gotten money back from the government. I've paid heavily because I don't pay taxes until it's time to file, which hurts greatly. I'm not asking you to help me out. I'm just telling you so that you will have some form of sympathy for me. It's good for people to have sympathy for you because they listen more and they connect more. They feel for you. And that's how we get into this cuddling situation. Anyway, I think it's the middle of April somewhere where I have to file these tax things, and I don't know. I thought that when Trump became president, I wouldn't have to do this anymore, but apparently I do, so whatever. Whatever. I am going to do a cleanse every 73 years. I do a body cleanse. I used to go to the store. I used to go to Whole Foods to buy this body cleanse in a box. It was a powder that you put into water and you stir it up and you drink the crap. It tastes like sewer water, which I guess is good for you. And it's supposed to clean your system out. Let me tell you something. If you drink sewer water, you're going to clean your system out. I don't care what it is. If it's distasteful, it shall clean systems out. I'm toying with that and calling a cesspool cleaning company and just have them shove that metal rod up my ass and see how much of that stuff you can get out. I mean, I just don't know what to do here. But this time, apparently I can detox my body by using regular household items. And I'm not talking about plungers. I'm talking about apple cider vinegar, I believe it is, but it's got to be organic. I don't know the difference between organic vinegar and regular vinegar. I don't understand how you grow vinegar to the point where there's no pesticides used in vinegar. I don't understand what organic means in the sense of vinegar. I thought vinegar was just vinegar anyway. No additives, no pesticides. I can't remember the last time I saw little bugs invading my vinegar. I don't know what organic vinegar is. I understand organic fruits and vegetables, where they do nothing to them whatsoever. I still can't understand that whole organic thing. I will spray pesticides on your fruit. I will give it vitamins. I will rub alcohol all over them. I will make sure they're clean, and I put additives in them. I'll give you vitamins and minerals that I will inject into them, and that will cost you this much money. If I just leave them alone, don't touch them, don't do anything to them, I'm going to charge you 5 times as much. What? How does that even make sense?
Well, for me to do nothing, you're going to have to pay for that.
What are you talking about? I think the Whole Foods thing is just a scam. It's just
we're not going to put anything in the food, but charge you triple.
Why? You're not doing anything to the food.
Anyway, hi. I'm sorry. I'm getting all upset. It's not my purpose. It's not my reason. It's not why I'm here. I'm not yelling at you, although some of you are despicable. You are you're from a basket of deplorables, which they now sell at Pier 1, by the way. Yeah, they have wicker baskets of deplorables. They look very nice in the living room in the corner. And how many deplorables can you fit in a basket? I'm thinking 3 or maybe 6 really tiny ones. And I don't know if you're deplorable or not. I assume you are, because that's my assumption. I always begin at the bottom and see if you rise to the top. But we start at the bottom always. I never give you the benefit of the doubt, and ever, ever. Every time I give you the benefit of the doubt and I raise that bar gets lowered and raised, and I just get dizzy. I just get dizzy. Now, you have to earn my trust after an extended period of time, like, 17 years. Even then. Hey, crazy. There is a... Oh, I'm sorry. I got to get back to what I'm talking about. So I'm going to cleanse myself. I'm going to drink apple cider vinegar, and I'm going to cut it with a little bit of whiskey, perhaps. I really don't know just yet. But that's going to clean out my system, and you got to do it right. Otherwise, you can damage your system. Don't do this at home. I'm not... God, don't do it. Don't drink apple cider vinegar. Don't do it. Stop it. Boy, if one person gets sick because I said I was doing it, then I would feel horrible about it. So don't do it. But I'm going to try it, just, you know, and I'm going to follow the instructions as, you know, from the internet and if the instructions come from the internet, I totally believe them. Just like if Donald Trump told me to drink apple cider vinegar, I would do it in a second because everything he says is real and honest and not exaggerated at all. I had to get a little political comment in there. I just had to do it because I can't not do it. The other thing I'm going to do is I've bought myself some exercise equipment. Not big treadmills, not gigantic bicycles, just a rope. I bought a rope with a pulley, and I'm just going to move my arms back and forth. That's about all I really care to do. You know, you don't really need anything to get a good workout. You really don't. You don't need all that apparatus, and I don't have any advertisers that do this, so I can say this freely. You don't need any apparatus. You do push-ups by leaning on the sink. Just lean on a sink and push your body up and down, or on a counter in your bathroom. Just like do push-ups vertically. You know, come on. That's all. That's all it takes. Do that for a little while. Walk a lot. Just walk. Just walk. I don't care where it is. Just walk. And don't ever come back. Just keep walking. Walk until you hit the ocean. And then come back. It doesn't take a lot. It's just keeping your body in motion. And then, of course, on the other side of the coin, you got to watch what you eat. Now, I'm not going to cut out all the foods that I love. But what I'm going to do next week is I'm going to stay away from sugars as best I can. There's sugar in everything. Oh, there's sugar in everything. But I'm going to try my best to stay away from sugars. No desserts. No, even milk has like 12 grams of sugar in a serving of milk. That's a lot of sugar, kids. Sugar kids. Oh, that's a new phrase. I don't know what it means, but it's cute. Do you like that phrase, sugar kids? Okay. Just stay away from sugar and you're going to lose weight, I guarantee you. I love bread. I love bread. I love bread with everything I do. I smear bread all over my body. But yet, it's not good for you. And they say, you know, have whole wheat and whole grain. Pfft, it's bread. Give me a break. It ain't going to work. Have your bread, but a small amount. I know what to do. I just have to do it. I have to discipline myself. I know exactly what to do. I've been doing this radio thing for almost 30 years now. And I've interviewed everybody who's ever had a diet book ever written. I got libraries of books in my studio that I don't know what to do with them. I donate them to book places, to libraries. They should put a wing up after me. They should construct a wing for me. They should construct a wing in the library named after me, the amount of books I give them. So let's find out how to do this without buying, exercising at home. I hate going to the gym. I'm not going to get into a whole gym thing because a lot of gyms are fantastic and they work for a lot of people, but they don't work for me because I have no discipline and I'm way too lazy. And if I'm going to do something, it's got to be with my pants off half the time. I can't do that. I don't have the discipline. Sometimes I don't even go to the bathroom because I can't walk down the hall. Because I don't feel like it. I'll hold it in for a couple of days. I'm like a camel. I have no discipline whatsoever. I'm exaggerating. Hey, I'm exaggerating. Come on. Of course, I come on. All right, let's speak to David Kirsch about home exercise because this just makes sense to me.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, David, how are you?
Doing well. Good morning.
Good morning to you. David Kirsch is a fitness expert, featured on the Today Show, E!, CNN World News, Dr. Oz, Live with Regis and whoever is left, and or the other way around, and The View, of course. He's all over the place, but he's reached the pinnacle of his career because he's on this show. Okay.
Absolutely. David, doesn't get any better.
No, it doesn't. And that's unfortunate for everybody. But anyway, I want to talk to you more than I want to talk to anybody because I am putting together something in my home in order to work out here so I don't have to, because it's winter up here. It snows every single day, and I want to work out at home. So this is great. Thank you for being here. I feel like I should be paying you.
So.
Well, all right. So we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
but anyway, listen. I think that is one of my specialties, and the idea of no excuse training. Right. You want to be able to set up a place in your house that's your workout temple. It's yours. No one else goes there. It's not by the TV. Right. There are no distractions.
Right.
It's easy and accessible for you to use.
Yeah, this is perfect.
And then you want to fill it with things that you're going to use that are basic and not expensive and are able to take care of your whole body.
So I don't have to fill it up with gigantic gym equipment and apparatus necessarily.
Absolutely not. Look, I own a gym, and when I speak and when I'm on whatever I do, interviews, Life Fitness, I don't promote my machinery. Uh-huh. I love things that are portable, transportable, affordable, and not intimidating. So any fitness level, so whether it's something that helps me with my push-up or my crunches or my legs, hand weights, stability ball, medicine ball. In this case, we've got two products, Perfect Push-Up and the Ab Carver, definitely fit into the whole idea of home fitness.
Okay.
So no excuse, wake up and not get down on the floor and do push-ups, crunches, and get yourself going.
Yeah, no excuses. It's right there. You got no excuses at all. Okay. So tell me about some of the things that I can do here in order to get this thing going.
So first and foremost, again, you're going to set up a space in your house that's just for you. Make sure you've got good trainers, workout clothes, and the right music, because I think music is very motivating.
Yes, it is.
You want to stay hydrated, so make sure you have water, at least water. And then again, I'm gonna start with this amazing product that I've been using both at home and with my clients to great effect. The Ab Carver is an amazing core strengthener and shaper. And the way it's designed, the way you use it, there's a carbon steel spring engine that gives you resistance when you're pushing out, and you actually feel it. I like things that I feel immediately, right? Because you do one set, and visually in your mind, you go, oh, my God, my six-pack is here.
Uh-huh.
It was hiding 5 minutes ago, and now I have it. Right, so you want to feel like you're accomplishing something, and you feel stronger, and you're able to get better with it every time you use it. That I really love that.
Okay.
And then to complement that, the Perfect Push-Up is something that allows you push-ups. If there were one exercise that anyone can do, everyone should do, it's push-ups.
Really?
You're working your arms, your chest, your back, your core. Get your heart rate up, burning calories, and it's something that you can measure. Your success, you can get better. Maybe you start with 10, get to 15, 20. Ultimately, maybe you do 5 sets of 100. The one complaint I get from my clients, my wrist starts hurting when I do my push-up.
So
this Perfect Push-Up is amazing because it allows you to position your knuckles down and keep your wrist from bending so that you're able to do more push-ups effectively, working your chest. And there's a rotation, so you're able to get a broader range of motion in your chest, your back, your arms.
Right.
So you're really working in a very extensive and comprehensive way.
Okay. David, most people are concerned about their tummies. Tummy, 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 everything's the tummy. Tummy tuck, tummy dup, tummy dup. Is a general workout going to affect your tummy? Do you target areas, or when you work the whole body, everything falls into place?
Right. So I guess I've done this for 27 years, and that's probably the most frequently asked question.
Yep.
Can I target losing fat in my belly? I want my six pack. I want to lose the love handles.
Yep.
You've got to combine it with good nutrition. You've got to complement it with good healthy breakfast, having eggs, steel cut oats, snacking on almonds, berries. Make sure you're staying away from dairy, sugar, alcohol. Those are the things that are going to give you a belly. Getting away from them will give you a strong. So you have to exercise. You've got to get your cardio in, and you've got to complement it with good nutrition.
Okay. Very quickly, steel cut oats. I've never heard of that, but I've seen it in the store. What's the difference between that and the regular oats that I see?
So you want to have foods that are less processed. So is having Quaker oats, instant oatmeal better than having Lucky Charms? Absolutely.
Sure.
Less sugar. And then the steel cut, it's a little, it's more of a whole grain. Okay. Texturally, I like it better. And I think that ultimately, I think it's a little healthier for
okay.
sure.
Okay. All right. So how often do I go down to my little home gym or across the hall or wherever it may be?
Every single day. Ah. Every single day. You want to have, for me, movement is wellness. And wellness is healthiness. You want to do it. So there's no reason why you shouldn't have your perfect push-up or your ab cover right by your bed.
Uh-huh.
So that you get out of bed before you hit the shower, you're down. You're doing your push-ups, you're doing some ab cover, uh-huh. working your full core, and then you hit the shower. Then you have healthy breakfast. Or then you do some squats, and you do some boxing, okay. and you do some jumping jacks. Whatever you have time for, at least 10 minutes every morning, first thing in the morning.
Okay. Do you visit your home area more than once a day? Is the morning the best time to work out, et cetera?
The best time to work out is the time that you are going to give yourself to work out. I think early in the morning is the best for me, because there's less chance of losing time mm-hmm. and losing the mental and physical strength to get to the workout.
Okay. I wish I could have you come over and work out for me, and I just stand there and watch you, but that probably wouldn't benefit me at all. So I got to do this myself. I got to do it myself.
Ron, if I could figure that out, I'd be retired and be speaking to you from a beach.
Okay, that's true. We're running short of time. I wish I could talk to you longer, but we get the idea. Where can we find out about these two products and some more?
Right, so go to perfectonline.com. They're great products. The app carver is less than $40. Perfect push-up under $20. And look, that's key. A lot of my clients have an issue of budget. And these are, you know, inexpensive. They're accessible. You can get it online. You can get it in major stores. And they're really easy to use. They're not overwhelming. They don't take up a lot of space, and they're not too hard to use. That's key.
Yeah, that's inexpensive stuff. I mean, if I have two drinks, that's $20.
We just talked about it. You're going to get a six pack, so there's going to be no drinks. You're going to have water, and you're going to have almonds and berries.
Yeah.
And oatmeal.
Okay. Isn't it odd that they named the six pack after how you get beer? I mean, it's just contradictory.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? I'm not sure, right?
Yeah,
I'd say that I don't know. If you look at images of Adam had sort of a six pack, right?
Yeah, he did.
And there was no beer. So I'd say the ab six pack came first.
I don't know if Adam was walking around saying, "Look at my six pack," though. I'm not sure. I wasn't there.
I don't know. He stayed, so he must have had something.
Hey, David, thanks for your time today. David Kirsch, fitness expert. Look him up on the Google, and you'll find all kinds of stuff. Thanks, sir.
Listen, do some push-ups now.
All right, right now. I'm going to do it right now. Okay.
All right, do it.
Thanks, Dave. Bye-bye.
The Ron Van Dam Show is intended for mature audiences.
Oh, so that's what ironic means.
Yes, honey. Yes, it does.
All right. I guess like $40 isn't a lot to spend on exercise equipment, but to be honest with you, I don't think you need to spend anything on exercise equipment. Just move your body around. As I said, do push-ups on the counter. Not standing on the counter, but against the counter. You know? And the six-pack stuff, I don't want a six-pack. I don't want a four-pack. Maybe Adam had a six-pack. Eve had a two-pack. Let's face it. I don't think it's necessary. And by the way, when you put muscle on your body, that weighs a lot too. I want to take some of the weight off of my knees and off of my legs. That's why I sit down and watch TV. That way the weight isn't on my feet so much. I'm not stupid. All right, maybe I am, but that's not the point. That's not what I'm arguing here. I just want to be healthy. I just... I just want to be healthy. I want to be healthy. I want to lose some weight, man. I want to look good. I want to walk down the street and have people just stop and say, who was that good-looking, fit-looking guy? That's not going to happen. But I would like to see men over a certain age, most of them, if not all, get a thing called a pot belly. It's similar to a pot pig, but it's different. Pot belly is a little, it's like a pot-bellied pig. It is, yes. You look like a pot-bellied pig. And it's not healthy for you. Apparently, the weight that you have in your belly is the unhealthiest fat of all. Like there's healthy fat. You have fat legs. Yes, but at least it's not in my stomach. Yes, but you look stupid. Yes, but at least it's not in my stomach. Who told you that?
Some guy. Some guy did. Fake news. It's all fake news. It's all fake. I want to
have a slim upper torso is what I want. And I know that it's a combination of exercise and what I put in my body. It's more what I put in my body than exercise, to be honest with you. I can't exercise off everything that I put in my body. I have to speed up my metabolism a little bit by keeping my body in motion. That will keep my metabolism going, but it's not going to burn off everything I eat. What are you, crazy? I'm eating ice cream every once in a while. I don't care who you are. But not a lot, and maybe just a small little cup of it, because I'm going to deny myself. I've denied myself of sex for quite some time. No, I'm only kidding. Actually, I haven't, so that's a problem too. Although that's exercise, that's keeping my body in motion. And to be perfectly disgusting about it, I think I'm a little bit lighter afterwards. I really think I am. Yes, I do. So that's not a bad idea, but I can't do that all the time because it's exhausting and I don't like that many people. Again, sex with strangers, wonderful. You're not supposed to do that, though. For some reason, you're not supposed to do that. But sex with strangers, it's a one-time deal. And it's done and it's finished. And you say, oh, I'm sorry, didn't mean to do that. And then you're on your way. The more you know somebody, the less it's kind of wonderful. You know, part of sex is the mystery thereof. That's why you should have your partner dress up like somebody you don't know. So you can make believe you don't know them. That's the fantasy.
Oh, no, Ron. You got it all wrong.
Okay, fine, cheerleader. Fine high school cheerleader. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. You cheerleaders are the ones that get married in high school. Yeah, how's that work out for you? Give me a call in 10 years and tell me where you are then and how good you look. Try to fit into your cheerleading uniform. Ain't going to happen in 1,000 years. Don't even put it on. Take a picture of yourself in it. Put it in a photograph book and be done with it, because it's done. Our bodies change as we get older. Let's all just realize that. All of you that think that you look so great in your bodies, just check it out. Check it out in about 10 years and see how you feel then and get back to me. Shoot me an email, tweet me, twat me, whatever you do. Unless you're Christy Brinkley, she's still in commercials. After 30 years, she looks like she's 20 years old. I don't know how she does it. I don't think it's her. I think she's being airbrushed somehow. It's edited. I don't know how she does it. That or she's wearing so much damn makeup, they probably back up a truck of makeup on her face. But she has a very nice body. Well, you pay for that. You know what I'm saying? Even Oprah can lose weight, you know? Because she doesn't exercise. She has people move her body for her. She doesn't move her body. She hires people to come over and shake her stomach or something. I don't know how she does it. She buys Weight Watchers is what she did. Now she's an equal partner or something in Weight Watchers. So apparently that's supposed to make me want to lose weight. That's called like weight bouncing or something. It's supposed to be real bad for you, Oprah. So whatever. Whatever. I am intrigued by a new rock group, a hard rock group that I recently discovered. I was watching a movie with Melissa McCarthy in it. If Melissa McCarthy is in a movie, you can be sure it's not going to have any great quality to it. Melissa McCarthy is like the female Oliver Hardy. She's a little overweight. She's lost some weight. But apparently it's funny to see overweight people fall down and say profane things. And that's what she does. That's her job. She plays the exact same role in every single movie that she's in. The exact same role. It's almost like she's saying the same lines, but not, but it seems to be. So she was in this movie. I can't remember the name of it because they all suck. But I was intrigued by the movie theme song. You know, every movie has like a song connected to it. You know, some of the movies, some of them do, some of them don't. I don't remember. Anyway, it's not like I'm walking around humming the Sophie's Choice theme. You know, I don't know what it is, but I don't think I'd hum it. Anyway, it was a pretty good song. Then I come to find out the name of the group is Bad Seed Rising, which sounds like a song about Whole Foods, but it's not. And I looked up Bad Seed Rising. They're kids. They're kids. It's a teen group. The lead singer, who's extremely talented, is 17 years old. I think when she started in this group, she was like 14. And the other three guys, there's three guys in the group, you know, drums and guitar and that kind of stuff. And they're kids. They're kids. They're kids. But they're awesome. This is Bad Seed Rising.
Now listen here.
I'm
That's Bad Seed Rising. It's pretty cool, huh? I'm out of time. I'll see you tomorrow, or I won't see you, unless you look at a picture of me. I won't see you, that's for damn sure. Anyway, join me tomorrow. I wish you peace.